Welcome to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 29. Marketing channels and methods that generate the best quality leads. In this podcast, we're going to take a look at some data on which leads businesses have ranked as the highest quality. We're also going to take a look at which marketing methods have the best return on investment, and then take those two data points and combine them to determine what are the best marketing methods in general, usually for a business. From this data, when we take a look at what are the four best marketing methods overall, what we've concluded is number one is referral or advocate marketing. Number two is email marketing. Number three is doing events or speaking at events. Number four is search engine optimization. So again, this is combined between best return on investment as well as highest quality leads. From our data and the reports that we've analyzed, referral or advocate marketing provides about a 900% return on investment. Email marketing provides about a 675% return on investment. Events provide about a 300% return on investment, and search engine optimization provides about a 275% return on investment. Another way of phrasing those results would be that for every dollar you spend on referral or advocate marketing, you'll probably get about $9 in profit. For email marketing, every dollar you spend, you'll probably get about $6.75. For event marketing, for every dollar you spend, you'll probably get about $3 back in profits. And with search engine optimization, for every dollar you spend, you'll get about $2.75 in profit back. Now, in terms of when we look at what percentage of the leads from those sources are of high quality, for referral or advocate marketing, 60% are of high quality. For email marketing, the amount is about 60% as well. Events is actually even higher at 78% of leads being high quality. And then finally, search engine optimization, about 60%, well, 58% of leads are high quality. So you might be wondering why the difference between percentage of high quality leads and return on investment. The reason for this is that some marketing channels cost you more per lead. So you might get really high quality leads, but they're very expensive, where some other marketing methods, you might be able to get the same quality leads for less, which would impact the return on investment. What I'm going to do now is just quickly go through which marketing methods deliver the highest percentage of high quality leads. So again, looking at it just specifically from what marketing channels or methods deliver the highest percentage of high quality leads. And I'll go relatively fast because it's a long list. So events, 78% high quality leads, trade shows, 78%, in-house email marketing, 64%, referral advocate marketing, 60%, search engine optimization, 59.8%, third-party email marketing, 59.5%, retargeting advertising, 59%, organic search engine optimization, 58%, newspaper advertising, 57%, magazine advertising, 57%, radio advertising, 57%, TV advertising, 57%, third-party webinars, 56%, daily advertising, 50%, third-party lead originators, 49%, social media advertising, 49%, social media posting, 46%, telephone marketing or cold calling, 46%, and then direct mail, 44%. And again, those percentages were the percentage of leads from that marketing channel that are high quality. So there's no single marketing channel that will work for all businesses, but it does make sense to look at what channels tend to do the best across all businesses and then consider those when you're putting together your marketing plan. In order to determine which marketing methods will deliver the best results for your business, you should consider the information above, create a marketing plan, analyze different ideas of marketing channels that you want to use, pick the best ones and test them out and see which ones actually drive the best sales metrics and return on investment for your business. Again, each business is going to find that different channels perform better or worse for their particular company. As an example, although direct mail is shown as one of the lowest channels for percentage of high quality leads, we have one client that direct mail is their second best marketing method when looking at the amount of sales it generates and the return on investment from that marketing channel. It really all depends on the business you're in, the market you operate in, the marketing plan you have in place, and the tactics that you use for each of the channels that you implement. So again, what we would recommend is that every business at least try referral or advocate marketing, events, email marketing, and search engine optimization to see what kind of results they can get from those, because those four have been proven to deliver a, on average, very high return on investment, as well as deliver a high percentage of high quality leads. If you're more of a visual learner, you can find the same information in a graph as well as a chart form on our website. As well, you may be wondering where we got the data for the conclusions that we've made in this podcast. Where we got it was from a benchmark study done by Software Advice, and the exact title of the report is their annual B2B Demand Generation Benchmark Report. For the data on marketing method or channel return on investment, we used two sources. One was the Nielsen Company's global benchmark on global marketing return on investment. And the other source that we used was our own internal tracking that we use to track the sales results of the marketing initiatives of our clients. If you'd like to read these sources and dive into the information a little bit more, there are links for them on our blog in the podcast episode for this podcast, which is episode number 29. If you're looking to find it on the blog, probably the easiest way would be to go to profitworks.ca and then put your mouse over the blog button within the menu, and a drop-down menu will appear. You can go to the bottom where it says search, and when you go to search, search for episode number 29, and it should come up as the first result. And then you can click there, and within the blog post, there are links about midway down the article that you could click on to go directly to the sources. To our listeners, thanks again for tuning in. This has been a podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services, Inc. ProfitWorks provides search engine optimization and conversion optimization services for websites for small businesses. Get a free review from one of our website experts on how you can increase the sales from your website. Go to www.profitworks.ca. Just fill out the form there, and within 24 hours, you'll have a customized report from one of our website experts on what you can do today to increase the sales from your website. Be sure to also check out our blog for other blog posts and podcasts at www.profitworks.ca/blog. Have a great day, and thanks again for listening.